True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick, good morning and happy Thanksgiving Eve. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving Eve. We're doing good. My apologies for missing our earlier segment. Baby Augie was getting her bottle.
Oh, well, hey, priorities. We understand that. And we're happy you could fit us in. So let me ask you this. Did you get a 600% return on your stocks investments like Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, gosh. If I was doing that, I wouldn't be in Congress.
Yeah, but neither is she.
She's going to go and spend it.
I tell you what. And, you know, so you guys know this. I've been against members of Congress having the ability to hold or trade individual corporate stocks. The amount of information that we're privy to, it is just fundamentally unfair. And so we've been behind the push. We were the original sponsor of the Stock Act, and we're excited because we think that we're actually going to get some movement on that in December. But what's crazy to me is if you look at the returns from some of my colleagues, Nancy Pelosi, who is infamously one of the worst offenders, right? Mm-hmm. Or I know Marjorie has a bunch of stocks. It is definitely a bipartisan endeavor. Some of the most aggressive returns are done by members that you never would have expected. You probably have never even heard of. Upwards of 1,200% returns.
Wow.
It is insane. And so I think if you're in mutual funds, you're in ETFs, fine, whatever, those are diversified enough. But absolutely ludicrous that it's 2025. We're still having the debate about members of Congress and trading. It's so wrong. It's just so fundamentally unfair. Augie was sneezing. Sorry.
No, that's okay. But you're working on fixing it. Do you really think that it's going to pass? I mean, enough members, are they going to vote for it when they're being made incredibly wealthy?
See, that's what I don't know, because I've talked to some members and I said, hey, you know, you really should sponsor this bill. And they say, oh, well, I don't make enough. And so if this goes through, then I'm just going to quit. And so I think the speaker is nervous. This is the inside baseball that no one's talking about. I think the speaker is nervous that if we were to put that on the floor and pass it, members would quit. But guess what? You don't get into public service to enrich yourself. You should be in public service to serve. And it was never intended to be a lifelong career like we've seen with Nancy Pelosi, who's been serving longer than I've been alive. That's the thing that people seem to miss. And so we're fixing elements of the public service as we know it. I mean, people think that we get this fabulous health care. We're on Obamacare. Members of Congress are on Obamacare, as we should be, because that is the law that was passed. That's the law of the land. We have a lot to fix, and this is something very simple internally that we can fix to send a message to the American people that we're serious about cleaning up our house.
Yeah, it makes total sense to me. I know a lot of people can't relate, you know, because they're not in that income bracket. And to a lot of people, when you make $175,000 a year, they think that's a great deal of money. Most of them are also, though, unaware of what it takes to, you know, also support some form of housing in D.C. and pay all the bills there and traveling back and forth. I think to a lot of people, it sounds like a lot of money, but in the end, it's really not, is it?
Well, that's the thing. It's when you are managing two households and there's a lot of misconception about what is paid for and what is not paid for. Up until this year, members weren't even getting a per diem. So every other federal worker, when you have to travel for work, you get a per diem. Members don't up until this year. Rent on average in Washington is about $3,000 for a 700 square foot apartment. And as you guys know, I lived in my office for the first 4 years because it's just too expensive, you know, and most of the people who serve in Congress are very, very well off, many independently wealthy. And I think that it's important that you have people in all seasons of life representing the people in the people's house. And that means that you've got younger people, you have people that maybe aren't as wealthy as some, because it's important to really understand that those experiences put the best product forward for the American people. You know, now with Baby Augie, one of the most frustrating things that I hear often is that we get free health care, or I'm sorry, free child care. We don't get either free health care or child care. The child care, you sit on a waiting list, and it's $2,400 a month, whether you use it or not. And so when you think, okay, you've got to pay for childcare in Florida, you got to pay for childcare in D.C., you got to manage two mortgages, you got all these things, it starts getting tough. But Matt and I, we, at the end of the day, are public servants, and we're doing our respective jobs because we really believe in serving. And so I just think it's important that, you know, we're doing what we can to clean up the house. Like I said, background checks for members, for staff, making it so that if you are convicted of a felony, you lose your pension. I think the prohibition on insider trading for members of Congress is a no-brainer. If we can't clean up our own house, then we dang sure can't do the real work of getting this country back on track. And so I think that there's a long way to go, but we're making some pretty good substantial progress.
Well, yeah, because, look, if members of Congress have these kinds of portfolios, you have to wonder if they have a constituent who is extremely wealthy, and we're talking multi-millionaire, mm-hmm. and they're given some of that same information. Just think about it. It's not somebody getting a, you know, a 600% return on, you know, $10,000 or $50,000. Somebody could massively change the market with the same information, couldn't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They could short stock. They could do a number of different things. And we've seen it where there's been a hearing, and it could be some completely innocuous topic, right? But then all of a sudden you see a massive purchase or a massive dump of stocks by a member on that committee, and something happens within the next 24 hours. And you're like, wait a minute, how did you? And I've actually called them out, some of my colleagues on our own side about this. And they say, oh, it's just good timing. It's just good timing. Maybe I'm just lucky. And I'm like, I call BS. That is absurd, and you wonder why Congress has such a low approval rating. This is why the American people don't trust members of Congress to do the right thing, because you are so in on the gambit. It is ridiculous that we cannot get this to the floor, which is why you may see it come under a discharge petition. And, of course, Speaker Johnson, like I said, I think he's very nervous that now that we're down to two in the House as far as our margins, he's hearing that if it gets passed, that members are going to quit. Well, listen, if you were there in order to make money and enrich yourself, you're there for the wrong reasons and you shouldn't be there.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that people need to, you know, be living like paupers, but this is not in order to go out and make yourself a nice little nest egg. That's not what public service is all about.
Seems to me that, you know, with DOGE and, you know, shutting down Department of Education, things like that, that the federales have a building that they could turn into apartments And
yes,
they could let Congress people live there. And then in, you know, so in lieu of giving up this insider trading thing, maybe raise their pay a little bit, provide some housing, provide child care, make it so that they actually can exist financially. And maybe they'll find it more palatable. And like you say, and then if they don't, you know for sure those are ones that are just there to score the big bucks.
1,000%. I 100% agree with all of that. And we're going to keep on pushing to make it so that it's fair for everybody. And it's a long road ahead, but I'm confident and optimistic that we're going to get it done.
Well, keep fighting the good fight. And we wish nothing but all the best for you and your wonderful family. And we hope you have just an exceptional Thanksgiving holiday.
I appreciate it, fellas. You as well. And to everybody listening, happy Thanksgiving. I am so very grateful for you all. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.